The suits in the front office have decided to assign everyone on the morning show a theme song. Here's what they picked for Greg Budell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, Bailey the Wonder Dog, and Rich Thomas.
Stormy weather keeps raining all the time.
Say, those are pretty good. Did you guys pick one for the announcer?
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real. So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Well, I guess I know what the suits in the front office think about me. Stand by for three men and a lady.
We're just getting our marble collection together here at 8 o'clock on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Fun and games coming up. We're going to play True the Baloney. And we might even get a conundrum. Not sure.
Yeah.
But as always, Greg, Jay, Emily, we wait for the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
One of the bigger trends in the last 48 hours has been the higher humidity. And today, it's going to be high enough where the heat index will be an issue. So there's a heat advisory in effect for several central Alabama and west Alabama counties. Upper 90s for a high, heat index near or above the 105 danger range. So take it easy out there and stay hydrated. So the actual high temperature may be down a bit, but the humidity is higher. You follow me? Scattered random showers and thunderstorms and generous supply later on. Future radar looks very colorful. Check out my morning video this morning. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, not much day-to-day change. Hot and humid, mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices, and a better-than-normal chance of showers and thunderstorms each day right on through the end of the week. Right now this morning, we have a little 3-mile-an-hour breeze. That helps because the humidity is crazy and the temperature is 80 at 8:04.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All right, should we start begging for a conundrum contestant?
Sure. Oh, no, yeah. Wait. What? Should we? I thought we were doing...
Oh, I'm sorry. True the Baloney. Yeah. Only missed by one.
Well, we need to tell them what's up.
Yeah, the final member of the cast of Friends has turned 50.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that's an occasion to... The big five...
Oh!
So...
Really? Matthew Perry was the youngest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought, what's his name was?
Joey?
No, not Joey.
Ross?
Ross.
No, Schwimmer's been around, man, he's been around almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you love the show, you probably have a good chance to win our fine prize, which is a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested, I'm not going to beg yet.
Well, we haven't given them the number.
272-9228. And I think this would be especially gooder if you are a real Friends fan.
I'm excited about it. I'm interested to hear the questions.
In fact, Emily is the official lifeline for this one.
Ah, geez.
She's going to have to be because I have not...
No. I know about the show. I know who's in it.
And any middle school snake question, too. I mean, she...
Y'all, don't even get me started. I am convinced that every middle school... in Alabama has the snake show or has the option of the snake show.
That's what we learned when we gave you the opportunity. Okay, we're almost at the Best Western Hotel. I promise we'll find one with a pool.
Free HBO, too.
272-9228. I better see that phone light up or I'm going to read from my book, FDR's Funeral Train, next.
Montgomery Skywatch working our way into the 8 o'clock hour, and we still see some big slowdowns on the interstates. I-85 has a slowdown beginning about Berry Hill Road and running out towards the Jackson Hospital area. If you're on I-65 headed into town, you know about the slowdown. It happens every morning. It's slow starting around Highway 143 and running all the way into the downtown area this morning. Highway 231 looks like it's cleaned up. Everybody's moving along pretty good out of the Wetumpka area. Please be careful. School zones are in effect for a few more minutes. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Hourglass Optical, It's Fashion, Cato Fashion, T-Mobile, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
807, by the way, I posted a cartoon yesterday. It shows...
What is it?
That's a drawing that's supposed to create humor.
You got tickled.
I just had to give it to him.
It's on my page, and it says it's a picture of Satan. Creating the traffic circle.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that you did that.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Anyway,
the roundabout is nothing to mock.
We have, by the way, two contestants for our silly game.
Hey,
Steve, you're number one. Can you hang on for a sec?
Absolutely.
Right, we'll be there for you.
He is in the.
That's
right. We're gonna do the song right eventually.
And Donna, you're contestant number two. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's go back, and we'll do statement number one.
All right.
With Steve. You tell me whether this is true or balloon. Jennifer Aniston also turned 50 this year. Jennifer Aniston also turned 50 this year. Is that truth or baloney?
I'm gonna go with baloney.
Oh.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Her birthday was back in February. Yeah, I dated a girl that looked just like her back in the late 90s. It was really haunting.
You drove through traffic for her?
Yeah, 60 miles each way. Most. All right, hang on, but you're not out of the game. You're not out of the game. Because Don can put you on the spot if he gets this one right. All right, this one is about the character.
Joey.
Matt LeBlanc is 52. Matt LeBlanc is 52. Truth or baloney?
Can I get a lifeline family, put her on the spot?
I mean, I feel like that's correct. I thought this was going to be more about the actual show and not their ages, but...
Okay, well, let's go with truth then.
Winning. All right, now you put a lot of pressure on Steve, because Steve, being the first one in, gets a last chance at this. Your statement, Lisa Kudrow will turn 60 later this year. Again, Lisa Kudrow will turn 60 later this year. Is that true or baloney?
I'm going to have to go with baloney, even though I have no idea what any of these
No, good.
You're right. You're correct. You're still in the game.
Yeah. And now you've put all the pressure on Don. You ready?
Yeah.
Courtney Cox is 55, no matter how many plastic surgeries she's had.
Okay.
Courtney Cox is 55, true the baloney.
You didn't put the pressure on me. You put it on Emily.
No, that's not fair now.
Well, I need you. Listen, I need you.
I know, but I can't.
I've never watched a show. I don't even know what they look like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's disheartening.
No, this is fun. This is educational.
I guess she's 55.
You think?
I know she's not the oldest. Lisa Kudrow's the oldest.
She's suggesting truth.
Okay, truth. Well, just winning. Work for me. Okay.
All right, there you go.
Comes
you're
in the game,
still
and now
in.
All the pressure goes back to Steve.
Yes.
David Schwimmer is 54, Ross. David Schwimmer is 54, truth or baloney?
I'm going to go with the, let's let Emily answer. Because
oh, yeah, put the pressure. What do you think, Emily? Oh,
I don't want to play.
She's got her head down now. She's I think she's looking at a snake.
I don't think that he's 54.
So you're saying baloney?
Yes, Bologna.
But you don't have to go with that. You can take her baloney or not.
Or try to trade it for what's behind the door.
Sometimes we don't.
What do you think? What's your answer?
Truth or baloney?
Oh, I'll believe it. Yeah, let's go with baloney.
Winning.
Hey!
Wow,
guess
Emily. What a lifeline she is.
She'll be there for you, right?
You never watched the show, right, Don?
That's correct.
All right, this one is way out there in convoluted land. The guy who played Gunther, the barista at Central Perk, is older than all of them. Again, the guy who played Gunther, the barista at Central Park, is older than all of the cast of Friends. Is that truth or baloney?
Well, you know, I'm gonna let Emily off.
Oh,
jeez.
We need to have a limit on how many times you can go to the well.
No, I said I'm letting her off the hook.
Oh, I see. Oh, I thought you were going to put her on the hook.
I see.
I'm going to do this.
What do you think? Truth or baloney? Truth?
Winning.
Wow.
Do you have to be anywhere soon?
Yeah, I got to go to work.
Can you hang a minute?
Yeah.
All right. Hold
News on. And views will not be heard today.
Steve, can you stay an extra minute?
Yes.
All right. I got to rustle up some more statements after the news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery's first charter school will open its doors today. Lead Academy is open to grades K through 5. 360 students are currently enrolled. School leaders say their goal is to have class sizes around 24 students. Sunday marked the one-year anniversary of the fire that destroyed part of Booker T. Washington Magnet School. Students have been housed in the vacant Hainville Road Elementary School building since the fire. Montgomery Public School leaders have not released a plan or timeline for a future home for the school. And a deadline has passed for the Alabama Democratic Party to elect new leaders. National party officials gave the state until August 17th to hold new elections for chairman and vice chairman and to adopt new bylaws and encourage participation by more minorities. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, we are at 8:13, and now we go to a multiple-choice edition of Truth or Baloney.
This is no longer Friends-related?
No, this is a standoff.
All right.
Okay.
So, Steve, I'm going to give you a statement and then three possible choices for the answer. In America, Rice Krispies say snap, crackle, and pop. But in Denmark, they say A, piff, paff, puff. B, smilla, smela, smula, or C, iska, aska, kaska.
Oh, boy.
Iska, aska, uska.
A, B, or C? What do you think?
I'm going to go with C.
With C. I'm sorry. A, piff, paff, poof. However, that means Don has to get his wrong for you to win, so Don, you're still in the game.
Wait a minute, I got to get it wrong?
No, you got to get it right to stay
okay,
in the game.
I get.
Ready?
Okay.
All right, butterflies cannot fly when they are A, colder than 86 degrees, B, subjected to acid rain, or C, within 20 feet of a septic tank. A, B, or C?
B.
I'm sorry.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
So where are we? We're basically at whoever gets the first one right.
The first one right, yeah.
Okay.
So we're still in the game. All right, let's see if Steve can get this one. The windiest city in the United States is A, Chicago, Illinois, B, Mount Washington, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
And you know what about New Hampshire there?
Pepperidge Farm, remember?
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
And C, Los Angeles, California. Which of those is the windiest city, A, B, or C?
I'm going to go with B.
With what?
That's correct. He said B.
B? That's it.
That's correct.
Does that mean we have a winner?
Mount Washington is the windiest spot anywhere.
Yeah, this is because he was caller one.
Right.
So you hang on. And Don, we really appreciate wasting so much of your Monday morning to play this game with us.
I had fun, man.
Well, we have fun having you on.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's play again. We'll do it again.
Let's try it on some of you guys, huh?
Right.
Play a little with Rich and Emily and Jay and those of you listening in your car.
Right.
All right. Your body burns more calories eating celery than celery has itself.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah.
According to U.S. law, money paid in ransom is A, tax deductible, B, required to be marked, or C, only payable in cash?
I would say B.
C.
I'd say B.
A is the correct
answer.
If you,
what's A again? I'm sorry.
If you pay a ransom,
right,
it's tax deductible.
Oh.
Oh, I misunderstood the question because I'm a woman. So.
But I'm sorry, I can't make an allowance for that.
Remove that snake I'm not from grading your arm, on a, would you please?
I'm not grading on a curve.
Well, if I had heard the question, if I had understood what you said, then I would have gotten it right.
All right. The little piece of paper.
He really wanted to hear the song. He really wanted to hear the song.
I know, and I had it here somewhere, and I forget.
All right, that's which... okay.
All right, never mind then.
Sorry. What's the next one?
What you got?
You want another one?
Yeah.
Yes, I want to pay attention so I can hear it properly asked.
All right. The little pieces of paper that are cut out by a paper punch are called A, Chads, B, Revelries, or C, Punchos.
I want to go with the Chads from Florida.
That's right.
Because let's never forget the dangling Chad, the pregnant Chad, the hanging Chad.
And only in what state?
Florida.
All right. The term taser is short for A, Thomas A. Swift's electric rifle, B, trigger-activated stun effect rods, or C, torture-applied shock electron reactor.
A.
I'm going to say C.
A is the correct answer.
Look at that.
Thomas A. Swift's electric rifle.
Yeah, how about that?
And I think we can do one more.
Right.
A baby beaver is called A, a bucky, B, a kit,
A,
or C, a furpy.
A
furpy beaver.
Bucky. I really want it to be furpy, but it's not. I'm going to go with bucky.
Bucky.
A.
It's probably B.
A, no, kit is the correct
answer. That's what I figured. It was probably B.
A.
But she was pretty confident.
Because on account of you want to know why, I'm thinking about Buc-ee's in Texas and now in South Alabama.
What's that?
Buc-ee's?
I'm sorry.
Humongous size store.
I forgot you went to private school.
What does that have to do with
like, it's like a Love's, you know, that kind of store. It's just unbelievable
the
size.
Most amazing. It's not a truck. I don't want to say truck stop, but like it's a gas station situation.
It's got everything in it.
Like how Quick Trip is so great in Georgia.
Yeah. Buc-ee's gas.
But this is Buc-ee's. They have like 95 pumps.
If I knew the square footage of that store in like the new one down in South Alabama, it's unbelievable.
It's massive. It's a big deal, and they've talked about having to fix the traffic problems with people trying to get into that Buc-ee's because everybody's so excited about it. It's a big deal, Jay.
It came out of Texas, I think.
Yeah, it's a huge deal in Texas.
It's a convenience store.
It's more than a convenience store.
It's a truck stop / everything kind of store.
You could live there.
You know, they have a place down in Florida that sounds just like that called Wawa. And it's Janelle's favorite store because they got everything in it.
See, whenever I'm in Georgia, I'll go to Quick Trip because Quick Trip is great.
I recommend the Kangaroo in Ozark. I stop there every time I drive down to Florida.
Oh.
All right, one more of these and then we're done.
Okay.
Because this really is a low content show today. We can take a little more time.
We can still do if you want. We can give away a pen.
No. When an architect chose to use only a 10-foot foundation, he created A, the first split-level home, B, the first skate park, or C, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. 10-foot foundation he created. A, the first split-level home. B, the first skate park. Or C, the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I need more information for that.
Well, that's all you get.
To come to a conclusion.
No, that's all you get. So I'm saying A. I don't know. I'm saying A.
I'm going to say the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
So, I'm going to go with B.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa is correct.
Roll Tide.
I think Emily should get a cheese slice. She was right on a lot of
this. No. I'm the keeper of the cheese slices.
Oh. You're not allowed?
Always a bridesmaid. Now she's a bride. Was a bride.
Did I do one of these? Yeah, Rice Krispies. Piff, paff, poof. It is 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. When you have a need for furniture, first of all, wouldn't you like to save on that unctuous 10% sales tax?
Uh-huh.
All right, why not at least consider traveling the aisles and aisles with all the choices and selections at Kaiser Fine Furnishings in Wetumpka, 8.5%. You save a point and a half on anything you buy there, and you'll save a lot more than that during the red-hot August sizzling summer sale. It is truly amazing. We went and bought a recliner there. We got an amazing deal, and it is so comfortable. It rocks, it swivels, but most importantly, it hugs you when you sit in it. No, it's really, you'll see it. You'll be coming over soon. Mm-hmm. All of you will. We got that about $200 below the budget we thought we'd have to spend to get another recliner for the house. And here's the thing, when you shop for furniture, you want choices. And at Kaiser Fine Furnishings, you will have an abundance of those. Take 231 North, just before you get to the Aushucks in Wetumpka. You'll see it on the right side of the road. It's not a imposing, fancy building. It's just filled with great furniture selections and options, choices. I mean, if you can't find something there, you're just not looking. At Kaiser Fine Furnishings, and by the way, don't forget to tell my friend Stella that you listened and heard about him here on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's 822.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. I'm talking to you today about rental property. Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over four decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard. We'll call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson. 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
The Harrier 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Time for traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 8 o'clock hour, and traffic is still really busy this morning. We see some slowdowns on I-85 in the downtown area. Also, if you're headed in on I-65, there's a slowdown around the river bridges that's still there. If you're on the boulevard, traffic is easing up a bit this morning, and it's also looking pretty good on Highway 231. The rest of the 31s are looking great as well. Be careful as the school zones wrap up. Keep in mind your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has dependable late model used vehicles, but be sure and ask about their duct tape special. Buy this truck and you'll get a free roll of duct tape to hold it together. You're gonna need it. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Monday's here once more.
Monday's here once more. My head is really sore. At work I will be bored. My boss won't leave me alone. Wish I could stay at home. Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. Black coffee I will pour. I might have three or four. Rather pass a kidney stone than smell my boss's cologne. Monday's here once more.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, how would you like to add more whoopee to your love life?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's how you do it. According to a study, people who use lots of emojis have better dating lives.
What?
I don't know why. I get, sometimes I'll get a text or a Facebook message that's nothing but faces. And
it's
symbols.
Supposed to be a sentence.
A sentence.
And I'm not going to decode it. I'm sorry.
I don't mind one emoji, a smile or a heart or a...
Your coffee's awful, too.
I'm going to play that because that always makes me laugh. Says that people who use lots of emojis have better dating lives. Researchers think the reason is someone wants to use lots of emojis is because it helps them express lots of different emotions and feelings, and it's a sign that the person is emotionally available.
Wow.
That translates into a better dating life. But 40% of people say they never use emojis in their texts. 1 in 3 or so use them constantly, and 3% use one in every single text they send, and slightly less than 3% use more than one in every text. But maybe if your dating life has been a little on the lame side, you might want to punch up the emoji.
Smiley face.
Aspect on your, this is a story that really belongs in the category of...
Time. It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. This came from a Twitter thread, a picture of a young pregnant woman with a chalkboard showing possible spellings for her baby, which are ridiculous. This is a millennial mom. The baby's supposed to be named Sean.
Sean. There's... What, two ways to spell that?
S-H-A-W-N.
S-E-A-N.
Those are the Sean Connery.
Those are like the two accepted ways of spelling Sean.
Right. I've seen it with a U.
S-H-U-N.
Yeah, I've seen
that.
A U.
That's fine.
Well, the person that believes the correct phonetical spelling in this thread is S-H-O-U-G-H.
No.
There is a trend to...
Why are people allowed to butcher language?
You're the one that's got to... You know, the kid that's got to go through school with teachers stumbling over... I mean, I changed the spelling of our last name. It's always been pronounced Budell, but it wasn't spelled that way. Mm-hmm. It was a Bohemian spelling. Budgel.
What do they want to name it again? What's the spelling?
S-H-O-U-G-H.
Oh, O-U-G-H, yeah.
Sheboygan?
That's a town in Michigan.
Yeah. Another name that was considered was Lakyn, L-A-K-Y-N-N.
There's a lot of people with that spelling of the name once I put that into Google.
No, there's not.
There's a lot. Now, the S-H-A-U-G-N, or S-H-A-U-G-H-N, that is an Irish spelling. Oh. Shaughnessy.
Yeah, but didn't you have, like, double consonants in what you read out?
Double N at the end.
Yeah.
Double N at the end?
Wow. He had double consonants. I don't understand. I'm going to be quiet because...
Well, you went to public school.
Yeah. you didn't.
I certainly dang did. And I turned out just fine.
You did.
Yeah.
And you're eminently qualified to discuss important things like...
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, the public school educated Emily Hayes, and my private school friend, Jay Scott.
Yes, hello.
You know where we put aside our differences of that I was in public school and he was in private school? Oh, the seafood bistro.
That's right, in the bistro.
See, that's how the private school kids talk.
Cheers, clink. Perry Hill Road is the location of...
Oh, my God, Jay.
The seafood bistro. If you would like, if you want some wonderful
like
food,
Seinfeld.
I gotta be careful. You can dip
He walks a fine line of Thurston Howell, the whatever, and Seinfeld.
Become Jerry Howell. Wait, there is a Jerry.
There
Howell.
Is a Jerry Howell.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Thurston Seinfeld, then.
Anywho, over at 1651 Perry Hill Road, you can enjoy lunch or dinner at the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget their Monday through Thursday lunch special of 2 for $9.99. That includes favorites like red beans and rice, shrimp and grits, dragon-style shrimp, gumbo. Did I say red beans and rice?
Doesn't matter. You can say it again because it's got that great sausage.
That Kaneka sausage
fantastic.
That we all know and love. Where can they find them online?
Well, regardless of where you were educated, you can go online to theseafoodbistro.com. And that is where they're located. Just got to put the in the web address there. You'll see the entire menu online, and you'll be able to order directly there. Plus, you can use the delivery apps that's on your phone.
Buffy and Biff do.
Seafood Bistro.
Buffy, Biff, Buff, Biffy.
Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Like it, Jay. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Gregory.
Quick trip down to the traffic dungeon at 8:33.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your Monday morning traffic, and things seem to have returned to a normal traffic flow. We don't have a lot of problems for you. There's still quite a bit of traffic out on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. The interstates are both back up to a speed limit ride, and we don't see any delays on the 31s. Please be careful this morning, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long, and free admission till 9 p.m. Live music at 9, the Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
There's two things you can't do after Labor Day. One is wear white shoes, right?
white pants, see, I think it is.
White pants?
Is that what it is?
Ice cream pants?
Yeah.
The one thing you can do before Labor Day that's cool, because I've now seen Halloween stuff in a couple of stores, is play Discount Dracula.
Oh.
So he'll be coming back. But we have a couple of calls, so let's speak with David. Good morning.
Good morning, all. How are you guys?
Just ahead of a shocking story, by the way.
Hey, you know, why don't you just name that kid Oshaq Hennessy?
I like that, from the Key and Peele of it. Oshaq Hennessy, yes.
Yeah. You know, my wife's been in the medical field for 36 years. And she said it's gotten so bad to where they can't even pronounce first names anymore. They just call people by their last name.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll get 3 or 4 people together. Can you pronounce this name? No.
Yeah. there's been some wild ones. College football players.
Yeah.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah, a hyphenated 16-syllable name,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Yep. So it really is. And you can't imagine when these kids start school as kindergarten, trying to pronounce their own name.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's got to be torture for the poor kid.
Yeah, so. I've never understood the short-sightedness of parents who are willing to hang, because they like it for some twisted reason, but the kid,
right.
They're the one that's stuck with it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Have a good one.
All right. Appreciate it. Let's say good morning to Jackson.
Hey.
Which
hey,
is cool.
How are you doing this morning?
We're good. How are you?
Great. I caught the tail end of a something y'all were talking about earlier. Something about in the Everglades, they're paying people to hunt these Burmese pythons now.
Yeah, I believe that's the species, yes.
I don't know if a lot of people know it, but a lot of times people just say, oh, it was the owners that, that let them go, and obviously that happens. But in the 90s is when the exotic animal trade was at its height.
Yes.
And there was actually a Burmese python breeding facility, and it was destroyed by Hurricane Andrew, as well as a bunch of houses that held those snakes.
That's
and
true.
That's how it started.
Oh, yeah.
So
wow.
It plays into the weather.
No, that's you're absolutely right. That is true. That there were a couple of there was one scare, and I don't know how much was urban legend and how much was fact, but they were on the lookout for monkeys that escaped from a facility that where they were doing AIDS research.
Is that is this in Miami?
Miami after yeah. Andrew, yeah. Andrew just ripped stuff.
This is the Andrew week, of course.
Yeah,
this is the week that Andrew hit.
Oh, bye.
He went away.
Well, we appreciate the call, and that is absolutely true information to add to. I only know this because I, when I moved from Indiana back to South Florida, I stayed with a couple of buddies for about a week, and I really was too busy to go out into the backyard for any reason, but one day I did, and I saw this big glass case, you know, wood with glass. And I said, what's in there? And they said, take a closer look.
No.
Monkey?
25 feet.
No.
Or 20 feet of something.
No.
That
no.
I swear was as big as my thigh.
No. Yeah. No.
Well, Eric had an accident to report, but he didn't stay on. Oh. Four car accident somewhere.
Oh.
Call back, Eric, if you
Eric?
Can. Yeah.
Maybe we'll visit Pulaski.
It being a four car means I'm sure other people are going to run into it.
We
so
we do want to hear from you, Eric, if you'll call us back.
Yes, we have. One more Balaki update this morning. It's 8:37 right now. I'll be heading up to Brian Jewelry, I think, today around 1 o'clock. Maybe tomorrow. I'm not sure how it's all going to play out yet. But I'm just so thrilled with the way Lynn Bryant and the team with Kenny have come into play and are turning some unhappy memories for Goose into very, very happy new memories that she can make with jewelry that she picked off the website, brianjewelry.com. It is a good place to look. I mean, it's a beautiful site, and it also gives you a complete look at what they carry at Brian Jewelry. But let's not forget the most important thing, and they are a professional jeweler, which means they can repair a watch. They can design something from scratch for you. I've seen them do that. They do magnificent work. And they can also help finance whatever it is you're purchasing. But keep in mind, over three generations, 63 years, Brian Jewelry has been a great choice. I urge you, now that we're just a little over 4 months until Christmas, to think about getting that taken care of early, because that way you can enjoy the holidays without sweating. I still got to get that gift for blank, whoever that is that's hard to shop for.
How does blank spell his name?
B-H-L-A-N-C-K, which is another one of those names. You never know what the parents are thinking when they did that. They have not only the selection in-house, but they can create it for you from scratch. Open Monday through Saturday in their beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main in the Preferred Community. All right, let's get our attention getting sounder here.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
All right, Eric, what you got?
I was coming from the Western Boulevard to I-65. There was a bad accident on the left-hand side. Four cars involved and injuries.
And injuries involved. So it's actually on the interstate, or it's before you get to the interstate?
Right before you get to the interstate, right. The red light.
Okay, so Western, coming off the Western Boulevard there, before I-65, four-car accident with injuries. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, we appreciate the report. Thank you very much.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, very grateful. Always appreciate the help when we have a situation like that where you can give us fresh information at 840.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
The humidity was low on Saturday, a little higher yesterday, noticeably higher, and today it's just crazy high. So we have a heat advisory in effect for today with with a high in the upper 90s combined with this kind of humidity, we're going to see heat indices up at or above the 105 danger range. Scattered random showers and thunderstorms today, a couple of which could be strong. Big heat produces big storms, but they'll be in generous supply later. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, not much day-to-day change. Still high in the mid-90s, still triple-digit heat indices, and a better-than-normal chance of those random showers and storms each day. Not much change Friday. Right now, this morning, we have, with the incredible humidity, 80 degrees already, and mostly calm winds at 842.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Hey, we got a pair of tickets for tonight's biscuit game.
What?
Yay.
And all you got to do is call up and claim them. First person, 272-9228 for tonight's game.
That's easy enough.
We want to make sure they go to somebody who will use them tonight and go enjoy the game on us. 272-9228 is the number, 272-9228. Traffic and local news, and then our Morning Maroon nominees, one of which I just posted on Facebook.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your Monday morning traffic, and things seem to have returned to a normal traffic flow. We don't have a lot of problems for you. There's still quite a bit of traffic out on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. The interstates are both back up to a speed limit ride, and we don't see any delays on the 31s. Please be careful this morning, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long, and free admission till 9 p.m. Live music at 9, the Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Happy World Photography Day.
Photographs? He asked him knowingly.
Photography?
Yes. Nudge, nudge, snap, snap, grin, grin, wink, wink, say no more.
We keep this love in a photograph.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Sunday marked the one-year anniversary of the fire that destroyed part of Booker T. Washington Magnet School. Students have been housed in the vacant Hainville Road Elementary School building since the fire. Montgomery Public School leaders have not released a plan or timeline for a future home for the school. Montgomery's first charter school will open its doors today. Lead Academy is open to grades K through 5. 360 students are currently enrolled. School leaders say their goal is to have class sizes around 24 students. And a deadline has passed for the Alabama Democratic Party to elect new leaders. National party officials gave the state until August 17th to hold new elections for chairman and vice chairman and to adopt new bylaws and encourage participation by more minorities. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, when Fox News and all the other sources aren't trying to sell you that we're headed for a recession for obvious reasons.
Recession!
Let me just tell you that the market's up already 1% plus today and has passed the 26,000 mark.
Oh.
Standard & Poor's is up again as well. So, make a choice. Listen to the news and have them run their theories and scare you, or listen to Brant McDonald and get the straight scoop on the market every weekday afternoon right around 5:10 here on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Better yet, call Brant at 387-0094 and get a plan together for you and your future, your family's future. They can help you with everything from insurance to cover you personally, to your business, whatever it is you need. Get a plan and get it with Brant. McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094.
You post, pin, blog, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $24.99 a month. It's WOW's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. now, and you can get Internet 100 for only $24.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOWWAY2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Ooh, looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
Hello,
there.
This had to be on their greatest hits album, right? The Rembrandts?
I looked up their hits.
Yeah. Like one track?
They had some minor hits.
Yeah.
They had some stuff that would be like in C category.
Yeah, lower mid charters.
Yeah, bless them.
Yep.
But that, you know, that was good. That was a good one for them.
I don't know that there's a group of people that, when I see them in the opening, the video that goes with the song, that's more unlikable.
What are you... What?
They're disgusting. Rod Schwimmer. Matt Perry. They all look like morons. They all look like...
Wow!
People. No, they all look like people I hate. Can I express an opinion on this show, please?
Yeah, can I today?
But no. Opinions expressed.
You're a woman.
On this show.
No, you're a woman.
I just...
But I will say this. That
like
song is one of the best TV songs ever made. I agree with that.
I can't stand to look at them. I don't like their face.
I don't.
News at 11.
And Jennifer Aniston annoys me. She gives me
hell. Well, it annoys me that you never say her name properly, but I deal with it every flipping day.
And then our friend from Birmingham, right?
Courtney Cox.
Courtney.
Who was hot.
Yeah.
She was dancing in the dark. She was brought on stage by the boss.
It was a big deal.
Yeah. But you know what? She's another tragic figure of bad cosmetic surgery.
She admits to the fillers and the Botox and stuff. Yeah. Doesn't say it's really so much plastic surgery so much that it is the fillers and stuff. But, I mean, there's pressure on women in Hollywood to not age out. And if they look young, they get better roles. And you say that, and you laugh, and you make jokes. But just hear some of the things you say.
They turned a hot brunette, hot pear-skinned brunette, into Phyllis Diller. with a wig.
Phyllis Diller.
She doesn't look like Phyllis Diller.
Well, I hope not. Phyllis is dead.
Well, it won't be long. No. They guarantee that Courtney Clark is going to have Clark's. Courtney Quirks is going to have...
Courtney Quirks
is going to have what?
It's going to have sharp, angular features.
Her face is already relaxed some because she stopped getting those fillers.
No, you know what she is? She's going to be the next Margaret Hamilton.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's a something, Greg.
That was the Wicked Witch?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a little bit. That's a little...
Kind of you to visit me in my loneliness.
Yeah. It's going to be a sad life for that woman.
Awfully, can I express an opinion?
She was in a Bruce Springsteen video, too.
Margaret Hamilton?
Yeah. Remember when he brought her on stage?
Every once in a while, you'll see Margaret Hamilton in, like, a vintage TV series doing a cameo.
Yeah. And she was always in a nicer role.
You got to put food in your cauldron, you know?
That's just your opinion.
And it's worthless. It's 8:51. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Chrétien.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because we live in America, and a constitution guarantees you that privilege. I kind of like that intro with that touch.
Yeah.
All right. Nominee number one, and she paid for it with her gig, and you can see the story on my Facebook page. Guys going through TSA and Rochester, New York.
Rochester.
The volume is up in my headphones.
Yeah. Well, it's...
Don't say it's payback.
It's payback. This happened in June. A guy went through TSA check-in line, and the worker on duty handed him a note. And he went through, and on the other side, she said, "Aren't you going to read the note?" So he opens the note, and it says, "You ugly. You ugly."
What?
Why would the TSA person do that?
Because they're, well, there's a lot of theories on that. Let's just use stupid for now.
Okay.
So he complained to the supervisor, and guess what? Even though she works for the government, you literally have to murder somebody. Even then, there's people in jail cells drawing state checks.
Uh-huh.
They contacted or terminated her because she works for a contractor and not directly for the government.
No, I see.
But that's just sick.
That's an ugly thing to say.
Yes, it is. This guy, guess what state?
Florida.
Florida. That's right. We got an F this morning in the 6th.
F for Florida.
20-year-old Hunter Mills from Crestview.
I know where that is.
He had his girlfriend meet him near a construction company to have a serious discussion, but when she refused to answer one of his questions, he decided to end their argument by climbing into a front-end loader and dumping a load of dirt on top of her car.
Oh.
She was not hurt, but her windows were open, so dirt got inside the car and did about $8,000 worth of damage.
Yeah.
And his insecurities have now cost him a felony criminal mischief arrest. This one's too sick. I'm going to skip this one and go to a lady in New Jersey. 29-year-old woman there named Taja Russell.
I caught that.
A few weeks ago, a guy invited her over for a booty call. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I do. I went to public school.
But when
you may have to explain it to Jay, though.
What is that?
But when she got to his house, he'd fallen asleep.
Little girl, little boy, you know, the booties.
And he didn't wake up when she banged on his door and then called and texted him from outside. It made her so upset she went to a gas station nearby, bought lighter fluid and matches, went back and set his door on fire.
What?
That woke him up. He wound up jumping out of a window to escape, but had to go to the hospital with burns and smoke inhalation. Firefighters had to burst into the house to save his dog. Thankfully, it was. She was arrested on several felony charges, including attempted homicide, aggravated arson, and aggravated assault. A story worth keeping in mind make a decision.
So we got booty call on fire, and we got
TSA worker with you ugly.
Yeah, and dumped his girlfriend with dumper with a yeah with a.
Okay. I'm going with the booty call, fire.
I want to go with the
set the door on fire.
I think I'm going to go with the dumper.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But with the truck front end loader. Yeah, you know what?
You could be the tiebreaker on this one.
Maybe if he's lucky while he's sitting in jail, thinking about what he did.
Yep.
He'll change his way somewhat.
Yeah, if he didn't take a dump.
I doubt it, but I... Everybody that called this morning qualifies for some great grand prizes at the end of the week, including the works from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Duncan is Unpredictathon is what, a week from Friday?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, less than 2 weeks.
Finger guns.
Can't wait for that. When is your next appointment at Infusion?
Later this week. Let's see. I've got Doctor Tuesday, so maybe Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah. Mrs. Ritterbuttle is going to try the ISIS. This is a really incredible program. I would urge you, if you have issues with attention, ADHD, ADD, they have helped people with stroke recovery. This is nothing more than sitting in a chair, relaxed for about 20 minutes while they run microcurrents that you don't feel. But you watch the patterns. They call it a brain reset. And it can help you in any number of ways, including helping you stay relaxed, helping you sleep better, helping you think better. You know, your brain is like any other part of your body, except there's no liver in your head to clear out the things that are clogging it up.
Right.
And you'll find... sometimes after the very first session, you'll notice a difference. It's subtle, but it's good. So she's going to try that today, and I'll be eager to report her results. In the meantime, IV vitamin therapy, yes, that's a great option in infusion. Cryotherapy, young Joey goes there twice a week when he does his yoga and he's hurting. It fixes the pain.
I swear by the IVs.
And the red light room. I know that sounds odd.
Yeah.
But it is a room where you just stand and these red lasers work on cell rejuvenation. These are state-of-the-art therapies that they offer now at Infusion Cryo and Laser. And easy to find. They are now on the east side of Taylor Road at the Winton Blunt Boulevard Light. You make your first left, third building on the right.
It's a white building.
296-1662 is the number to call. 296-1662 or infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chick.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
It is a beautiful Monday.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Where?
Back to work.
Back to work.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
I'd rather be anywhere than here.
Hashtag grrr Mondays.
Oh, come on now.
Let's try and keep a positive perspective on all this, okay?
Okay, sure. I'm positive.
I don't want to be here.
Touché.
Okay, then.
Let the freak show begin.
Showtime.
All right. We appreciate tuning in this morning. I've got just enough time left to welcome our friends from News and Views with...